Good content, online or offline, works better with impactful images. At the same time, the wrong illustration might ruin an otherwise pleasant story. In the updated version of this post, written in early 2020 for the Swedish online service Jump Story, I deliver my 5 top tips to beef up your online content with images. In English, as the saying goes, a picture is worth a thousand words. It's fun to watch how these expressions travel. You can be Swedish and boast that Ibsen wrote this aphorism for the first time in a slightly more convoluted way, or Chinese and claim that Confucius was its inventor. You may also meet a Frenchman who will be adamant that Napoleon coined this phrase, which states that a good sketch is better than a long speech. The words are different. The idea conveyed is the same. It's amazing to think that so many trivial things were said by such famous people. The truth is, probably none of these people have ever said this, or if they have, it is very likely that they repeated someone else's invention. Being famous has its advantages. In any case, a picture is really worth a thousand words as long as it stands out from the crowd. It is an essential and integral part of your content. It makes it easier to read and remember and share. Without pictures, your text won't be very compelling. Enhanced with images, your stories will capture the imagination of your readers. That is, if you choose them well. Here are my tips for selecting your images for your online content. First tip, metaphorical images better than descriptive ones. First, when choosing an image, there is always the temptation to take one that will accurately depict the subject of your article. Talking about cybersecurity, for example, might lead you to choose a picture of a man in hoodies in a dark room tip-tapping on his computer. Instead, you may choose an allegory, a metaphor. A picture of a padlock and chains, for example, will convey the idea of protection. Another metaphor could be used to represent a risk, like an alpinist trying to climb a very steep rock with bare hands. Secondly, if you want to stand out, your content must be angled. In journalistic parlance, this means that it must offer an original point of view and, if possible, be consistent with all your other publications. Otherwise, your story will end up looking exactly like what everyone else has already written. You will have worked hard, but you will have no chance of being read. There is already so much content on the internet. Try to add value with numbers, thorough research, critical points of views, and last but not least, good pictures with original angles, like with this low angle shot of a cathedral, for example, or with this Dutch angle photo taken by tilting the camera and which is neither a conventional portrait nor landscape format, but a combination of both. Thirdly, if you've already uploaded your photos from Jump Story, why not try to make them a little more lively? There are filter effects provided directly by the service, like the Polaroid effect, for example. You can also use a tilt shift filter, such as tiltshiftmaker.com. Photoshop offers, of course, a tilt shift effect as well, as most DSLRs, dubbed miniature effect, as in the picture below. Obviously, all these pictures, you will have to go to visionarymarketing.com to be able to see them. The tilt shift always looks good on landscape photos, especially when taken from above. Fourthly, animated GIFs are all the rage. All my students use them when I ask them to create their Twitter account, but let's face the music, the results are not always very compelling. Yet, animations can be very classy too. The Pixaloop app can do miracles with clouds, for example. A horse of a different colour. One more tip to make your photos stand out. Colour photos can be easily reduced to one of a few selective colours. Black and white photos, on the other hand, can be colourised, which adds strangeness to the scene with few efforts. Finally, playing with colours isn't very time consuming. It's a good way of embellishing your content so that it doesn't look like everyone else's. Here is an example with the emboss effect using the Jump Story editor. As a conclusion, I've just given you 5 simple tips to enhance your content with images. There are many others. The possibilities are endless. On the contrary, badly chosen, trivial or hackneyed images, because they have been seen too often, will just ruin your content. An image is worth 1,000 words, but only when it has been carefully selected